projecting our human perspective onto our definitions of God. We project our human experience, senses, and reality onto our concepts, ideas, and definitions of what God must be. In doing so, we imagine God as a big, invisible human deity who exists somewhere else, with a human personality, emotions, and senses. The Great Spirit of One, the eternal primary source of all life, wants to express itself through humans. But for that to occur, we must surrender our human nature, our temporary self or ego's will, to the eternal Spirit's will, which is also called God's will or our heart's will. We must deny the will of our temporary physical self, flesh, and ego, our instinctual and hormonal wills that direct us to be selfish, unforgiving, revengeful, cruel, greedy, and intolerant, fighting and harming others.